Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Our regular GP, Dr. Maura Finn from County Clare, is back. And today, Maura, you're talking about the early warning signs of cancer. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for joining us. We have so many questions for you. I'm just going to get straight through them so that you can give people some advice, because lots is needed. Our first one: I have a freckle stroke birthmark near my collarbone that looks bigger than I remember. Should I be worried?
Okay, any mark, even if they consider it something innocent like a freckle, if it's changing. So if it's changing, if it's getting bigger, if the borders around it have changed a little bit, if it's bleeding, if it's getting itchy, we always check them. It's all like the basic rule with something on your skin is if it's new and or if it's changing, that we check them. So you're better to go into a GP. Actually, we often take photographs of these lesions and look at them, and can very frequently say just from a photograph that it looks innocent, but it's far better to check.
Okay, and what are the most common kinds of cancer that you would deal with in your work?
Well, I mean, the most common cancers in Ireland are colorectal, breast, lung, prostate. And then there's multiple different types of cancers. There's hundreds of different types of cancers, because cancers are basically, when cells start behaving, misbehaving, they divide uncontrollably and they spread. So it can happen in an adenocarcinoma, it can be a squamous cell carcinoma, it can be a lymphoma. It depends on what cell and what part of the body it begins in. That's how you describe a cancer. So it's an endless possibility, which is a bit, I suppose, disappointing for people to hear. But I suppose if we know that, if there are certain signs that you need to look for, certain things that are new, if you have a new lump, a new pain that you can't explain.
A sustained pain, you know, something that's going on for a while.
Exactly. And now, but like you wouldn't say kind of months, because if it's a new pain that's quite severe and it's going on for a matter of days or weeks, it should be investigated. Blood is always abnormal unless it's a period. OK, so blood from any area that you don't know why, if it's from your back passage or from your nose or any other area, you need to investigate that. And any new symptom that's extreme or severe, and that you can't explain. So if you know you have a new symptom because you've broken your leg, that's fair enough. But if you can't explain it, then you need to investigate it. And some symptoms, even like headaches, which can be very, you know, everybody gets headaches. But if you never had headaches, or you never had a particular type of headache, and you're over the age of, say, 50, then you kind of go, why is that happening? So that needs to be explained. So be suspicious of things that that linger a little bit. And then the other problem is, of course, that these are all fairly obvious things, you know, lumps or blood or pain. But there can be very non-specific symptoms of cancer too. The vague symptoms like poor appetite or weight loss, or maybe even your friends or your spouse or somebody saying to you, you don't look great, you're just not yourself recently. You know, they can be the early signs of something more sinister. Now, they can also be the signs of something very benign and not to be worried about. But at the same time, I need people to be, I suppose, just be aware, just try and just check it out. If you're not sure,
and
check
to be
it out.
Connected to those little changes that are happening in your body, that, you know, to be mindful of them and notice them.
Listen to your gut, to your instincts. You know, it's really important, and it's amazing how tuned in we are if we allow ourselves to be.
I have a pain, says this listener, in my left side for the past few weeks, also under my left shoulder blade. I'm worried that it may not be muscular. What should I do?
Okay. I mean, you see, obviously in that area, and that person may have been told it's muscular, and it certainly could be, if muscles in between the ribs, you've got muscles in your shoulder and your back. But if they're concerned it's not, they need to be seen, possibly need a chest x-ray, need an examination, make sure there's nothing that you can feel there or something obvious there. It could be something in the lung. Are they a smoker? Have they other reasons why you'd be a little bit suspicious of lung cancer? And I don't want people to be frightened by this conversation and say every pain is cancer. But actually, that's how we work as doctors. If I see somebody with a pain like that, the first thing I go through in my head is this cancer? Is this something sinister? And then you work down through the list of possibilities to the thing that is least harmful. So, you know, that person should, if they're concerned, it's going on a while, it doesn't seem to be muscular, they need to have possibly a chest x-ray, but definitely a consultation with a GP.
Maura, I think you're going to be concerned about this one. I found three lumps in my breast, one on my right near my armpit, two on my left above the nipple 2 weeks ago. I've been feeling very dizzy, off balance since before Christmas. I have a soreness in my head daily. I never mentioned this to my GP at my appointment last week, but I'm wondering, should I have? I'm anxiously awaiting an appointment for the breast clinic.
Okay, so she obviously mentioned the lumps, and that's why she's waiting for the breast clinic appointment. So that's very positive, and that's exactly what we do. We don't wait for screening programs. If you have a lump, you go to your GP and you get referred to a breast clinic. The other issues may not be related in any way to the breast lumps. She may well just have, you know, be post-viral, may have a little bit of vertigo. There could be many, many reasons why you'd have dizziness or even a headache. But linking the two, she's obviously concerned, and I understand that. But if she's got three new lumps, it's more likely to that they're cystic lumps, actually, and they're probably not something that are too sinister. But she's waiting for her breast clinic appointment. That will happen very quickly. It, regardless of COVID or any other things, these appointments are looked after, especially with things that are urgent, are looked after quickly. So I'd try and reassure her. She has to go to the breast clinic appointment. That's really important. But I'd hopefully reassure her that there's no connection with the other symptoms.
Okay, so she's fine doing what she's doing. She just needs to get into that breast clinic as soon as the appointment.
One thing we do say to people, if you don't hear when, you know, through the period of time that, you know, she's probably going to expect an appointment within 2 to 4 weeks. If she doesn't hear something, then she gets back to her GP to make sure that she hasn't, for some reason, been lost in the system. You know, we do this all the time. We work as advocates for our patients to make sure they're seen and looked at in these clinics as we had wanted them to. So, but if you don't hear anything, come back to us. That's the way we usually work
it. This man would like to know, does a slowing of passing of urine indicate a cancer symptom in men?
It can very often be the early signs of a prostate thickening or hypertrophy, which doesn't always have to be prostate cancer. It can have the, you know, men actually will have a prostate thickening very frequently as they get older. Prostate cancer is quite common, but it's more likely that it is just a thickening. Either way, it's a symptom of prostate swelling, and either way, that person needs to be checked. So he needs a what's called a digital rectal exam, so an exam of the prostate itself, and a blood test to see if there's a particular antigen that might be rising in his blood. But don't be concerned, but it is one of the symptoms we look for. So he's flagged this, he's identified it. So you call your GP and you set up the appointment.
Okay, not a pleasant test, but necessary.
No, necessary, yeah. None of them are very pleasant, but they're all necessary.
Maureen says she gets a discomfort under her right ribs, usually worse at night in bed. The GP said it might be a gallbladder issue and to avoid fat, but I'm so afraid of pancreatic cancer. I can't even say it. Is there a blood test for pancreatic cancer? Oh, I see she can't say it. She's written pancreatic CA. So Maureen is very anxious about this.
Oh, dear. Well, like your gallbladder is up underneath your right ribs. And, you know, the common things are common. That's one way we look at this. But like I said, the way we think in medicine is that when you present with a new symptom, we kind of go, OK, is it cancer? That's how we think. OK, your pancreas is on the other side. It rarely causes any severe pain. It can, if pancreatic cancer can present with gallbladder like symptoms. Really, I think what she needs is to have an ultrasound at least to reassure her, because she's obviously very, very concerned, and that's no good for anybody. There isn't an easy blood test. There isn't to actually kind of rule out pancreatic cancer. There are sometimes marker blood tests, but not something that you would say, we'll do this test. If that's negative, you're fine. It isn't as simple as that. She needs to have it visualised.
Okay, so and not to worry, you would say.
Try not to worry, but I think she needs to go that little bit further, because that amount of anxiety is no good for her either. And you know, it's one thing we see, you know, we see people who don't present because they're afraid there's something wrong, or we see people who don't present because, you know, and we look at them and there actually is nothing wrong, and they've spent weeks or months worrying about something that actually was very simple. So it's always better to investigate. That would be the simple rule.
The next one is about a mole which appeared on this person's lower leg a number of months ago. It started off as a dot, now it's raised and it's getting a colour. The edges are okay. So what do you think? Is it okay or should I get it checked, says this listener, Maura?
Yeah, it's very similar to the first person you mentioned. If it's changed, it needs to be checked. If it's mole, implies that it's dark. If it's getting darker, that means that there's active cell changes in it. The edges, the consistency of it, is it bleeding? Is it raised up? Is it scabbing? You know, really anything like that. If it's new and you can't explain it or you haven't had it checked before, check it. And that could be just as simple as taking a photo of that and sending it on to the GP, because that, you know, and if there's any concern, we love to touch things and feel things and see how you know, and look at things directly. So if the GP's not happy, the person might have to go in, have it looked at. And skin lesions, thankfully, are usually, even if they're cancerous, they're very, very treatable. Melanomas are the only ones that are quite aggressive. Okay. And if it is something, you just get rid of it and send it to histology, and that's the end of it.
We're nearly out of time, Maura, but a really quick one on this. Is there any connection between acid reflux and cancer?
There could be, gastric cancer of your stomach can present with acid reflux. It is a much more common sign of ulcers or just a sliding hiatus hernia or possibly a poor diet or just gastritis. But again, it's how we think. If you present with that, if you have weight loss, if you have a family history that might suggest that you have a tendency towards gastric issues, or if you have issues around old history of esophageal cancer or Barrett's esophagus, then yes, you need to be checked.
Get it checked. Okay, yeah. Get it checked is the message, Dr. Maura Finn. Thank you so much, as always, for being with us today.